Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I wonder about where we go from here, as trite as that sounds. And my good friend Ann Leineberger pointed out to me, we haven't really learned since Johnny Gamage. Anyone remember Johnny Gamage? Police training hasn't ostensibly changed that dramatically since Johnny Gamage. And that was, folks, that was 1995. And it was a struggle and a choking incident. And the cause of death was homicide by asphyxiation due to pressure applied to the chest and neck. No evidence of a heart attack. This was an incident in Pittsburgh. 1995, man. 1995. I'm sitting there this morning thinking, I don't know, are we capable of dramatic change? Do we want reform? Can we both enforce the law and protect lives? I sure as hell think so. My biggest issue, trust. African Americans don't trust cops, and cops don't trust African Americans. That's it. And until there is a mutual respect, I just don't see a dramatic change in the dramatic increase in shootings and homicides in Pittsburgh kind of underlines that. Hey, man, this thing ain't slowing down. If anything, it's getting more intense. Homicides up 80%. Shootings up 100%. All of those homicides in African-American communities. Why? 800 reasons. Cops are backing off. Folks are grabbing guns. So, does Chauvin heal us? Hell no, man. We got to man up, step up, and make a difference together on both ends of this madness. I had to grab a guy that I trust and know and who has seen it twice, as I like to say. My friend Champion, Bill Neal. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Marty. Good morning. How are you?
Well, where do we go from here, my man? Where do we go from here? What has to happen so that we don't have this conversation that we've been having since at least 1995 when Johnny Gamage died?
Well, Marty, you know, the good news is the results of yesterday were a great thing. The fact that a man that killed another man and was witness doing it is going to be held accountable for it. So that matters, and it matters in a great way. And as you just alluded to, it's not a one stop fix, unfortunately. And there's still a lot of work to be done, and there's still a lot of people that have to continue to fight the fight as my organization and Tim Stevens' organization and the NAACP and the Urban League and all the organizations that fight every day to make this world a better place, especially for people of color. We still have work to do, but it's not, unfortunately, it doesn't get done in one shot. It just doesn't. You know, Dr. King brought nearly 1 million people to Washington, and it didn't change everything overnight. It's a continual effort to fight against injustice right the wrongs, hold people accountable. Well, we just saw last night, following his conviction, a young black girl was shot and killed in Ohio by a police officer that apparently, from what we've seen thus far, she had a knife, but clearly didn't need to be killed as a result of the circumstances. We haven't heard all the details yet.
But say, hold on a second. See, I don't like that. And you know, you and I are old friends. To me, that's a rush to judgment. I saw the video just like you did. I'm not a cop. I'm not an investigator. But at the end of the day, I watched a girl who was stabbing people with a knife. What the hell is he supposed to do, Bill?
Well, my personal opinion, Marty, goes back to a lot of the killings that have gone on. Certainly, we're not asking police officers. You know, one of the things you've heard me say is, if somebody breaks in my house at 3 a.m, I'm not calling my cousin, Ralph.
That's right.
You know, I'm calling 911. So
right.
I'm all about police. I'm all about police doing their job.
You are.
But clearly, there's got to be another and better way to handle that than killing her.
Well, what is it, Bill? What would you do, man? I'm serious. Girl stabbing someone with a knife.
Well, if I were a police officer and I had backup with me, we would engage that girl in a multitude of ways other than shooting and killing her.
When she's actively, when she's actively stabbing someone, which I saw.
Yes, I would. Well, you're asking my opinion, Marty.
Yeah.
My opinion, as a man, if I saw a girl stabbing someone else, I would attack that girl. Me and another police officer would find another way to disarm that girl than killing her. That's what's being offered is there another way to solve these situations other than killing?
Is it fair to characterize that guy who was trying to stop a girl from a mass stabbing as a bad cop, though, Bill?
Well, no, I didn't say he was a bad cop.
Okay.
I never said the word bad cop.
You did not, sir.
I'm simply saying, can we find other ways to disarm people and bring these circumstances to a halt without shooting and killing someone? Clearly, as a man, Marty,
yes,
my personal opinion, without all the facts,
yeah,
as a man, I think me and another cop can get the knife out that girl's hand.
I don't know that to be true.
Well,
I don't know that you've ever done that, and I don't know what I would have done with someone flailing a knife around. It's easy to be a hero after looking at a video. Let me get to this.
All I can offer you is what I think I would do. That's all I can offer.
Let me get this from you, because I know you, and I trust him, and I trust his and love his opinion. I don't think cops trust folks in the community. I don't think folks in the community trust cops. Is that reasonable?
I think it's reasonable to a degree. Sure. I have friends who are police officers. I have friends who have been police officers for years. I have been pulled over. I think I said to Mangino a week or so ago, I've been pulled over 11 times totally. Fortunately, nothing critical ever came of it, but nine of those times I were pulled over were wrong. So no, I'm not against police officers.
Of course not.
I think all that we're saying across the board is we need to find ways to resolve these matters without killing people, if at all possible. If a guy is shooting up a mall and is walking towards you with an Uzi and he doesn't get killed, can we find a way to disarm a girl with a knife without killing her? That's all that I'm offering, Marty. I don't know that, you know, there was a test done some years ago, and it ran on 60 Minutes. What would you do if? And 63% of the time, people who think they would go into a burning building and save someone would not do it. So we don't know. I'm only offering you what we've got to try to do in this country is find a way to disarm people mentally.
I agree.
That are mentally challenged or whatever have you before we kill them. I mean,
I think nothing happens without men like you and true leadership. I in the community saying, hey, come on, people, let's go.
We do that. And
it's a team sport, man. It's a team sport,
yeah,
brother.
It is, and there's a lot to be done, and there's a lot of people that have to be held accountable
on
both sides.
That's right.
Not everybody black is right, and everybody white is wrong.
That's what I love
you. It works both ways.
That's what I love
you. But when we're talking about killing people, we got to find other ways to handle these circumstances.
It's gold. It's why you're the best. Thanks, champion.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Marty. Anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.